the Balancing Gamma, like as far as I do the Weekend Breakfast Show, Saturdays and Sundays, 6 to 10 a.m.
And Mini Gabela Mutobili Makumalo Alam Seleb, I do speak out every Saturday between the hour of 10 and 11, Nosne Wabamkizi. And Namhlanje, like we said on our trailer, that we have our guests, or we married couple. I know you can sit and mix in yana. So it's going to be cool and nice. And Ufudlaki is going to tell us, Ogoti, what are we talking about exactly, Namhlanje?
We're talking about interracial relationships. Have our guest to maybe if we can just give you guys an opportunity to introduce yourselves.
Okay, Gama, Umbali, Poseidon Holtz.
My God.
I am Michael Poseidon Holtz, the husband of Umbali Poseidon Holtz.
Yeah,
I love the clarity. The husband of Umbali.
Is that what you always say when you introduce yourself? Is that what you always say?
Majority of the time, sometimes I play cool, like depending on like that age of the person, if it's an elder or like a new person. So you gotta like have like a different appearance, like you gotta talk different, you know. You can't just talk the same way to every single person that's of like different age, you know. So of course you like respect, basically. So
respect.
I guess it is, okay. How did it start and where did it start, your relationship?
Well, we're actually friends though. She was still dating another guy at that time.
Oh, so
this is almost what, 12 years ago?
Yeah, like
I saw you were like, almost just waiting for my chance.
Okay, 12 years ago, you were friends or you were already dating?
No, 12 years ago is when we met. You see, he was friend zoned for 7 years before we started dating. No.
Okay, friend zone, I hear that's one, but was it friends with
It wasn't like friend zone, like every day when we saw each other, we were friend zone. No, at the time she was dating. And what made it like a friend zone for like for over the years was the contact we lost, and then we reconnect with each other. That's why it was called friend zone.
But he still tried his luck, and I kept saying no.
But every time a chance to reconnect with her, like you know, like to work out something, she was always dating someone until one day she wasn't.
And you be like that shoulder.
He was the shoulder.
But you are a respectful man for you to wait until she gets out of that relationship before you could, you know, hit on her. You know, you can learn one thing, but to put like
you. No, we do that as well.
No, you don't.
No.
Back in those days, he was the good looking young Michael that every girl wanted.
Is.
No, it was different then. Every girl wanted him and he knew it. So he was like the Casanova. And I was like, well, this Casanova's not getting this one. So every time he'd come, I'd be like, go back.
No, but I think at that time when she did meet me, I was in my 20, 21. So obviously not that age. Obviously she's older than me, so.
So I wanted something serious and he was not there.
So obviously we both were different back then.
So how much is the age gap?
4 years.
4 years.
Yes.
So you are a bit mature.
I'm more mature, yeah. So then when he came, I was like, oh, boy, you're not ready for serious.
My God, and look where the point is today.
No, but good thing I didn't date him back then, because what happened was, during that friendship stage, he grew.
Yeah.
And then he went through his biggest heartbreak with this ex, and then he was like, she broke my heart. Mm. And at that time, I was going through my biggest heartbreak of 5 years. And I was like, he broke my heart. So he was a shoulder to cry on, and he was like, And then he played the church card, because he knew me, I'm a church girl. So when I was going through my heartbreak, I was like, I want to go to church, my heart is broken. And he was like,
don't you think we should go back to your exes and celebrate?
I was happy.
Them breaking your heart, because now look where it got you guys to. Now you're married. Yeah. If they never did, you wouldn't be here.
That's very true, and that's why I do not hate any of them, and we're still friends with any of them. Actually, they led us to each other, because even though we're very close friends, I was still more than, I don't want to ruin our friendship vibe. We're friends, you know too much, I know all your exes, you know mine, like we're so close, we're like just friends, we know everything.
So fast forward, how did this marriage thing come in, and when and how, who introduced it, and When was the time like that you said like no, this is the time that you...
Well, I remember one time we were still staying in Woodlands. Like she was still coming from work back like that evening. I finished earlier, so I wanted to do like something romantic, and I still remember I went to go buy a ring to propose to her. So I did something small, like cute. So I put like a small tent, you know, like because it's smaller, the more stuff you put inside, the better it looks. So obviously, I put some pebbles, I had some pizza and stuff, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden we spoke, and I said some romantic words. Next minute, I open up the box, and I asked her, can you marry me, you know, from then.
But before you even proposed though, after the friendship stage, you played the church card, and then from the church card, you started dating.
He used to
go to church just for me. Like every Friday, I used to go to youth. So he'd come to youth with me, and on Sundays, he'd go to church with me, and I was like, oh, he's actually making an effort, this guy. And he was consistent for months. He kept doing that. So I kept being like, nah, he's gonna stop. And he never stopped. So he kept doing it. Eventually, we started dating, and then months went past, we moved in together. Because the situation was at that time, he went through problems with family and he ended up at the shelter when he lost everything. And literally at the beginning of our relationship, we had so many challenges happening all at once as well. So at that time, we moved in together and that's when we started dating, things got serious.
Mali, were you always like a person who dreamt of, you know, one day you could date someone of a different race or maybe get married to him, or the idea of, you know, mixed racials, how did it all go about? We know, especially the reason why I'm asking you, it would be easy for him, not that easy, but I know in our culture it's very difficult to just go for, because of different cultures, you know, there are a lot of things that would take into consideration.
With me, it's not so much I dreamed of being in an interracial relationship. It's the type of relationship I've always dreamed of. Okay. See, with me, I've always been an over-the-top romantic person. So what happened was in high school too, I'd end up falling for guys because he wasn't the first vanilla I dated. I ended up falling for guys. I ended up falling for guys that were vanilla even in high school because the number one, the school I went to. I went to a very vanilla, the school is full of vanillas. So what happened was, the type of guys I date would be the guys that buy flowers, hold my hand, like do the big romantic gestures. And the chocolate guys thought I was high maintenance. Like the whole flowers, they were like, oh girl, ooh, don't
you know,
don't date that one. That one, number one, you have to speak English all the time. Footy, that one likes flowers and all this thing. So most of the time, the guys would be after me, and I'd fall for with the vanilla guys.
You knew your value, you knew your style.
Yes, and I wanted that. I wanted the work. If you're not gonna do the candles, take me out, like wow me, because I'd do it for you too. Like I would, like that's why he waits out for a proposal. Because that's something I would do.
So at home, like, they were not shocked, they were not surprised.
They were. My dad was. My dad was like,
you?
This guy that keeps following me. Scott Smith, that does not sound like a chocolate name. So eventually he was like, okay, you know what, I can't choose who you fall for. I understand it's times are changing and I'll get used to it. But I think still at that stage they thought it was a phase. Eventually I'm sure she was thick. So when they finally met my husband, they were like, wow, you know, this is actually happening. It's gonna happen and things are...
So my guy, how was the experience? I mean, the first time you walked into that house and
like meet the parents,
in-laws and meet the parents and stuff.
Like I knew because of a culture, I couldn't just meet them if I wasn't serious or like, not like basically got a ring on the finger to say like, you know what, I am really interested in your daughter. We're gonna start a family one day. Cause you can't just walk up to the house and be like, hey, I'm a boyfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then, after we got engaged, after I proposed to her. That's when I was like, you know what, it's time to go talk house, you know what I'm saying, let's go.
So my parents are very traditional.
Let's go talk, you know.
I had to tell my parents what to expect, tell him what to expect. Because I told him when we started dating, if you date me, you know, there's some cows
but
that you're going to pay.
How did your parents take it?
No, I don't know. Like my dad, I don't know him. My mother, I haven't seen her like in 6 years.
His
like,
parents have never been involved in his life. It has only been the aunt and the uncle.
Yeah, the aunt and the uncle, but my aunt, obviously she went to separate way because obviously she's a woman. She has a child, so obviously.
And she's got a date.
Can't blame her for nothing because at the end of the day, after 18, you are a grown man, so you're supposed to go your separate way anyway. So you can't hold a grudge. So yeah. So, but anyway, she's cool with it because all my life they knew.
He's always been independent.
You know what I'm saying? They never mix any other race. Okay, chocolate and a bit of color, but never a white girl or like, you know, like an Indian girl.
Yeah, he likes his chocolate.
So you went through, you went through all the traditional processes.
Basically, with his friends.
Leading up to the.
His friends had to be his support structure because even Mkongi's, everything was all his friends.
Close people.
Yeah, because like our family dad has always been like that. My side of the family, very supportive. His side of the family has never been, but not because of our marriage, they've never been there. He's always been like having to do everything solo with his friends and us because his family's never been in the picture.
Oh, it's four family, basically your family of three, like our cousin, aunt,
and
uncle,
and that's
so
all.
That's it.
Yeah, so when he started the traditional thing, I knew that, so I had to explain that to my parents. Okay, number one, I know traditionally we have to do all these steps with the traditional wedding. Remember, so this. For me, this is what I'd like you to do. I sat my parents down and I explained to them. Number one, he's vanilla, so let's try do everything in one day. So remember, so marble, finish everything
so
traditional to save money on our side too, because we don't want to go after that. And plus two, I don't think his family is expecting to get hundreds of blankets and all these things, because they're not used to that. So let's put the two cultures together on one day. My family gets gifts, his family gets gifts. We do the whole gift exchange on one day. And stay there with the traditional wedding. So then the next step from there would be the white wedding.
But does that mean now your parents had to compromise the culture?
No, we did everything just on one day. He paid Lobola, we did the negotiations, except we did them in English because he wanted to be part of everything now.
Okay.
So he wanted to sit there. So I spoke to my parents, he wants to be part of it, so let's get our uncles that are also going to accommodate him. We'll have the negotiations, he will be there, he also wants to listen, see, learn, listen to the negotiating phase of it.
I know he's more interested in you know, to know if he was introduced to your family, the ancestral family.
Yes, he had to be.
And then how because Pelamau introduced her and we are Kish. So you still have to be introduced in the family that you are married to.
Yeah.
And then the same way, Budlaki, am I right? So if Ukishi Melungenisu. So how did it go with all that? Inyongo, did you wear Inyongo and all those things? And then how did the society, because we know when you are getting married, it's not just your view, but everyone feel Uti and then I have a right to say something. How did the society, you know, accept it?
Well, number one, the whole of Umlazi was there on the day because there was this white man who was lobolering and doing a traditional wedding. Umlazi, they were there. Everyone was there. It was so packed. And we knew we were going to have a huge traditional wedding compared to the white wedding because everybody wanted to see the traditional wedding.
Right.
So the whole, like literally two roads were blocked. Happy B that we came. It was so packed. But what made it worse was that it was raining. So when him and his people came with Imbuzi and all this the work, they had to dress up the sheep and everything. He was so overwhelmed. The one is thinking, oh my, why am I even dressing up this sheep? Like, what is happening? Because it was all still new to him too. So he was learning, we were learning, my parents were learning, because even though Sabega Bakonga, other people, our wedding was obviously going to be different. There's certain things that we weren't going to do and work. Number one, when it came to Inyongo, we knew we can't take her to his house because number one, his home now is our house, our place. So me being taken out from Ekaya, normally I know the bride gets taken with the kiss, you must take a kiss to the new place, but not to technically Kubo. His home now is our house. So everything is at Nkuma. I mean, I literally went straight from Ekaya
to
our home, because everything that's traditional now is Zinzayo, we do it in our house. And he's still even learning that aspect because.
So what do you do now? Like when you're saying you still do.
In fact, like what she's in fact. He's still getting used to that, but he knows there's situations where we have to do it now because linking to me, my parents are very traditional. So there's certain traditional things that if something comes up, definitely I have to explain it to him. Be like, okay, you know what? My uncle, plus two, my uncle has that gift, you're born. So whenever he'll tell us something like, hey, you know, I've picked up 1, 2, and 3. Can you please tell Mkonyanuti, you guys need to do 1, 2, and 3. I have to go back to him and I'd be like, hubby, you know the deal, hey. So my uncle has picked up 1, 2, and 3, so we need to do this. So now I even understand. We need to go to the river and do something. It's always overwhelming. But he's accepted it because he knows what it means. I come as a, he likes saying it's a baggage. I come with these things.
I think it goes back to what we all know, that in every marriage you need to compromise and sacrifice. So I can see a lot of that. I don't know if it's balancing, but I can see that one has to.
Our side is complicated.
I know. So this is going to take us, Budlaki, to our next episode where we'll invite Amakhehla. Hey, Amakhehla, you're my Amakhehla. Yes, Lungu. We'll invite Amakhehla, who are going to speak to us more with spiritual point of view. I'm sure you're looking forward to hear from them.
It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
you still have a room to learn more. So yes. You are very lucky. Catch us on our next episode. Lato bese khona khona Amakhehla. Sazoyizwa le ndaba iyashisa wemama. Hotness.